You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. In order for us to understand how powerful the Word of God is, we can see that the Word of God is capable of making a distinction between the human soul and spirit. Even those of us are as human beings that we house the soul and the spirit, we don't even understand it. We can't point to the soul, we can't point to the spirit, and yet we are soul and spirit in a body. But the word of God is able to make that distinction, also of joint and marrow. So you see, the word of God, it does not only go to our heart, it affects our physical body. First, it goes into our spirit, it goes into our soul, then it goes into our body, the core of our body, and then it's a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. This is where I want us to focus a little. You see, there is thought and there is intent, and you must understand the difference. Sin is actually a function of intent. That's why the Bible says, or Jesus rather said, if you look at a woman and you lust after her in your heart, you have committed adultery already with her. What Jesus was showing us is that the intention is the sin. It's not the execution. It is the intention. Once the intention has been established and you have settled it that this is what you want to do, it is as good as it has been done already. So please note that God is looking at intention, not execution. That's why I always warn, before you accuse your spouse of adultery because you saw something on phone, then somebody said something to you, or you witnessed something, be sure also that in your heart there is no adultery. Otherwise, you'll be accusing somebody of something you are also doing. However, you need to know that it is not your thoughts that constitute sin. This is very, very important to have a walk with God. Otherwise, you'll be living in guilt with every thought that comes to your heart. There are different sources of thought in your heart. There are many things that generate thought in your heart. If you are going to be tempted, it's going to take place through thoughts in your heart. So that a thought enters your heart does not make you a sinner. Jesus was tempted to turn stone to bread. Whether it was a physical conversation or it was a thought in his heart, the fact is that it will enter his mind as a thought. So, does that make Jesus a sinner? No. He had no intention to turn stone to bread, even though there was a thought to turn stone to bread. That's why, you see, the scripture says, bringing every thought into obedience in Christ Jesus. Why should we bring thought into obedience in Christ Jesus? Because sometimes your thoughts, they are really not your thought. They are injected into you. And there are different ways that the devil can do that, or the world system does that, which we cannot go into at the moment. But just understand that there is thought and also there is intention. You really need that place of intention. That is the place you must allow the cross of Jesus to really work in you. Your intention matters greatly. Many times we are trying to police our actions. We are trying to police our executions, but we neglect our intentions, because intentions are not known to man, but they are known to God. And that's what you really need to guard, because it is God you want to please. It is not men. What will a man do to you? If men caught you in adultery, what and so what? If men feel unsatisfied with you, what does that change? And if they are happy with you, what does that do to you? They are not going to be the one that will judge you in eternity. So the person that you should seek to please is God. And where God looks at is the intention. The Bible says God looks at the heart. Man looks at outward appearance. But so that you will not always be falling into guilt, once any wrong thought comes to your heart, you must equally recognize that it is not every thought in your heart that is your thought. And thought are not really the issue. Thought is a process of making a decision. The decision has not yet been made. You can think of something and then decide against it and say, no, I cannot think of this thing that I'm doing. Now, that is to tell you that there is no intention to sin, even though there was thought about it. So that's why the word of God, as we keep hearing the word of God, it helps us. It is the word of God that will not allow you to feel guilty, because it will make you to understand that, no, this is thought. Sometimes you have to rebuke certain thought. In fact, sometimes some thought come to your heart that they are nauseating. You don't even know where it came from. You yourself, you don't even like the thought. And so you have to bring every thought into subjection in Christ. I just pray that God will give you increased understanding of this matter and help you to live without guilt. But above all, that the cross of Jesus will work on the intent of your heart and purify it to glorify God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.